Father, we are so thankful that you have gathered us back together this morning to be together in your presence, to be together in your name, to be together in oneness, to worship, to praise, and to listen to the words that you have to speak to us. Father, what a joy it is to walk with you. And how great is and how awesome is our Father, dwelling within us, giving us life, walking in your presence, walking in your love, walking in your joy, walking in your peace. Father, we just rejoice in you this morning and praise you for all that you are accomplishing in our lives. Amen. A couple weeks ago, something was going on in my life that I really didn't have no control over, and I really didn't care for the way it was going being done. And the Lord said to me, "Trust me, and take your hands off of it." And He began to deal with me on the word trust. And I know we have visited this before in the past, but I believe that God is bringing us. We've talked about it so many times, about Jesus only speaking the things His Father spoke, or only doing the things He saw His Father do. And we know that what God has shown us concerning the sons of God being manifested in the earth, that God is bringing a people to the place that is going to follow Him without question, that is going to speak for Him out of that place of hearing the voice of the Lord, being able to speak words of God into creation. And I looked up the word trust in Webster Dictionary. And the definition is firm belief or confidence in the honesty, integrity, reliability, justice of another. Hope, faith, or reliance. That's a tremendous definition. And as children of God in this hour, you know, we are so oriented in the natural realm. Most of us, where we came from, to see results. And we've talked about it before that every move of God up until this hour has had a visible outward results. The Pentecostal revival, the holiness revivals, the charismatic revivals, you could always see an outward evidence of the work that God was doing in the earth. But in where we're walking today, it is an inward relationship with God that is changing us from the inside out. That He said that we are renewed by the transformation of our mind or our soul or our heart. God is bringing us to that place of complete trust in Him. And of course, I don't think you can talk about trust without reading Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I mean, that's just the trust verses of the Bible. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." The word trust there in Hebrew, the definition is to have confidence, to be confident, to be bold, to be secure. And, you know, we've mentioned several times in recent messages that a personal relationship with God, and I believe that is so lacking in the Christian community today. People are so caught up in church work, in busy work that has been assigned to them because of church, that they don't really have the time to come aside and get to know who God is. And that's where trust comes. You meet someone and you like them, but the more you get to know them, the more you trust them, the more you confide in them. So it's a firm belief or confidence in the honesty, the integrity, the reliability, the justice of another. And in Genesis 12:1, God, and I'm going to just tell you what it says, that God told Abraham to get out of his country and from his kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And we all know the story that happened there, that Abraham, the great father of faith, left the country he was dwelling in. He took a lot of his relatives with him. He took his father with him. And there came a day when he and Lot had to separate, one go one way and one the other. And God said to him, I'll give you everywhere the sole of your foot touches, it'll be yours. Now, the trust that came from that, I mean, faith and trust, I believe, are intertwined or interactive. That word that came to Abraham in that hour had to be so powerful to him that he was willing to leave the country that he was in and to go into a country that he knew nothing of. And he carried that trust and that faith all of his life in trusting God. Same thing with Joshua. In Joshua 1:2, God said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go to the Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give unto them, even to the children of Israel. You know, when they came to the Jordan, the priests put their feet in first, and the waters parted, and they crossed over. God said to them, march around Jericho 7 days. And on the seventh day, march around Jericho 7 times and blow the trumpets. The walls of Jericho didn't fall on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The walls of Jericho didn't fall on the first time they marched around on the seventh day. It wasn't until they completed the word of God to them that the walls fell. The king, when the prophet told him to go dip in Jordan, 6 times, 7 times, 6 times nothing happened. But when he went down that 7th time, he came up cleansed and whole. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow in the face of the fiery furnace. But they knew that God would see them through. You see, faith and trust. What God has revealed to us, what God has taught us during the years of our lives, we first of all know, and I think every one of us know, that if God had not intervened in our lives, we would not be where we are today. If God had not laid His hand on us and chosen us to be a part of what we are today, we would still be where we were. If God had not given us a teachable heart, we would not have been able to hear, to understand, and to walk in that He has taught us. And so, when we're walking where we are today, and we look around and everybody says, well, nothing's happening. Nothing in the natural is happening. You know, there's nothing going on. But we know there is something going on. That God is bringing forth a people in His image and in His likeness to manifest in the earth. That God has spent years molding and working and speaking in our lives to bring us to the place where we are. And we know that behind us there is nothing but death and destruction. And the only way we can walk is before us. Hebrews 11:1, the great faith verse of the Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." If you see something, why do you need faith? You don't. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Amplified Bible says, "Now faith is the assurance," and I like this, "the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality." Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Complete trust. The woman in the wilderness leaning on her beloved. Coming to the understanding that I cannot do it without my Father's help, without the anointing. We wrestle with this flesh and blood, this thing, this outward man. But God says, enter into my rest. Because He's going to take care of it all. The more we come to know Him, the more we see Him, the more we become like Him. And I like the way the Message Bible says this. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It is our handle on what we cannot see. The fundamental fact that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It is our handle on what we cannot see. You know, we know that the manifestation of the sons of God is coming. We're not just sitting here twiddling our fingers and our hands and waiting for that day to happen. We're walking with the Father every day. We're coming into personal relationship with Him every day. When He opens up the way, we minister. When we talk to people and He opens the door, we tell them the things that we see. We're not just sitting back and just twiddling our thumbs and saying, well, that day's coming. No, we are proactive. We are doing what God is having us do in this hour. And to trust Him with everything that we are. In 2 Timothy 1:12, Paul says, "For that for which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Psalms 32:7, the psalmist said, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be not as the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee." He says, I'll instruct you. I'll teach you. I'll show you the way. Jesus said, "My sheep know my hear my voice and know it." David wrote the 23rd Psalm. And I was thinking about that this week. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That a good shepherd leads the sheep to the greenest pasture. A good shepherd leads the sheep to the coolest water. A good shepherd makes sure that every sheep is in the fold protected at night. The sheep trust the shepherd for their very existence. And Jesus is the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Jesus is the good shepherd, the great shepherd, that is taking care of his flock. And in Isaiah 40:31 it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." They that wait, there's no doing in that wait. It's trust. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Trust means many times taking our hands off. Not worrying, not fretting, and not being concerned. But knowing that God has promised that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to His purpose. That He is bringing His people into the fullness of His purpose and His promise. And that nothing can turn His hand, and nothing can stop or delay His purpose that He is bringing in to effect in this hour. And as we come to know Him, we see Him as our Father, as our God, as our Lord, as the one that brought us up out of the miry clay of sin, placed our feet on the solid rock, the one who has guided our lives all these years, the one who has brought us to the place where we are today in Him, and that He is going to fulfill and finish the work that He began. He is going to do it, just as sure as we're sitting here. Faith and trust says that nothing can stop the hand of God from performing the works that He is going to do. And I know when it comes to we look at this old flesh and blood, sometimes we get there and we say, "Well, Lord, you know, I want it this way. I like for the situation to be changed." And God says, "Trust me. Take your hands off. I know what I'm doing. You see, I wrote it. God proposed in Himself before the foundation of the world that He would have a people that would be manifested in the world to declare His word into all creation, to completely set creation free. And He says, "Trust me. I know what I'm doing. I know how hot the fire has to be in your life for you to change. I know how high the mountain has to be, or the valley needs to be. But in all of this, I promise that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That when you pass through the waters, I'll be there, or through the fire, or whatever touches your life, I'm there in the midst of it." Why? Because we are His dwelling place. He lives, He dwells within us. Eternity lives in us. The Almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful, always present, everywhere present God lives within us. And He knows exactly what we need. And no weapon formed against us will prosper. And there's no temptation that has overtaken us that is not common to man, but what He will make a way that we may be able to bear it. He knows before the trial comes, first of all, that we will walk through it victoriously. He knows before the trials come that we have walked with Him in relationship to the place that His grace is sufficient to sustain us through it all. And the fact of the matter is that if we stop and think and look back over our lives, we know that all God has and has designed for us and the purpose He has for us is for our good and to bring forth His Word in the midst of us. He is accomplishing that He sets forth. Paul said, I forget those things which are behind, and I reach forth for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He also said that I may apprehend that for which I have been apprehended for. Hallelujah. I counted all but dross, counted all but done, that I may win Christ, that I may walk in Him in the fullness of everything that He has provided for me. And He will do it. But He says, trust me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your mind, everything that you are. Acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. He said, I will teach you and I will guide you with mine eye. Trust, Jesus said it this way. Jesus said, deny your cross, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. God has intended absolutely nothing but good for you and I. No matter how high the mountain, how deep the valley, how severe the storm, God says, you're walking through it in complete and total victory. Because I have already designed that for you. You already have the strength, the grace, and the power through His anointing to walk through the storms of this life. Until that day, when that moment, when that destiny takes place, that God removes the veil and says to creation, here's my gift for you. The word of the Lord begins to flow from the mouth of those whom God has brought to this place of complete trust. Revelation says, who are these? And He said, these are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. The sheep follow the shepherd whithersoever He goeth, because they know that their feed is there, their water is there, and their comfort at night is there. And so He tells us, trust me. He can do exceedingly above and beyond all that we ever think or ask. God is able to see us through to total victory. Amen.